אז בוא אנחנו נקרא מכתבי בעל הסולם.
So let's read from the writing, from the writings of the last generation. In the Hebrew version, Love of the Creator and Love of the Created Beings, page 442 in the Hebrew version. You can find it on kabbalahmedia.info, Love of the Creator and Love of the Created Beings. We know that we don't care about love of the Creator, love of the created beings. A person has no need for it. Maybe a person has the need to be loved, for the Creator to love him, for the entire world to love him. The main thing is to receive from them and that they won't harm him. And he treats them according to his nature. He wants to be fulfilled by everyone, to disregard everyone, disrespect everyone. According to our nature, this what exists in everyone. We don't have to make a referendum according to this. What does he want to say by it? Please go ahead. Love another as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is the great rule in the Torah. When I look at this, after the introduction that I gave, we seem a bit opposite to Rabbi Akiva. The general and the particular. This article, even though that it's one of the most famous articles, still, nonetheless, it is unclear because the word klal, it talks about the summary of details that each and every detail bears a part inside it, in a way that when you join all the parts together, what you get is that one rule. And if we say great rule in the Torah, then understanding it is what relates to the verse of love yourself, love another as yourself. Seemingly, it's perplexing. How can this verse be the general rule of all of the mitzvot of the Torah? Maybe it can be a rule for part of the Torah at most. The part of the Torah and sentences that relate to the mitzvot between man and man, but how can you include the greater part of the Torah, which concerns work between man and the Creator in the verse? So what he wants to tell us is that besides this mitzvah, that there's nothing besides this mitzvah, but everything is meant in order to reach love of the Creator, love another as yourself. That A, it's the opposite of what I want. B, I don't see any need for it. C, I don't see that someone in the world is keeping it, even those that observe different forms, mitzvot, doesn't matter how you call it. I don't see any society that keeps these things. So why is this the great rule and also in the Torah? Never saw something like that. And the other thing is that I don't understand, how is it that love another as yourself is related to the whole of reality? Okay, we'll treat each other favorably. And so, but he says that this is the general rule of the whole of reality. The still, the vegetative, the animate, also in our world, and also in all of the worlds, and anything and everything. It all works correctly only in love another as yourself. This is unclear, unfelt, and also each of us sees it on everyone else. We want to exist in a way where everyone wants to swallow the entire world, but we kind of give that up in order for other people not to harm me. So I try to somehow be in this and a kind of balance between us, balance of arms. So I don't enter. I don't breach your borders, your boundaries, you don't breach mine, more or less, sometimes with more or less wars, but all in all, this is how it works. And how is this related to love? I have no idea. What I hear is that every government, every month, every day, is legislating new rules of how to behave and how to relate with other or to other countries. I don't see anyone talking about love. Even in my 10, I see that where I've reached a state that also in our society, where do we see love? We're trying to maybe talk about it somehow, but maybe keep something regarding the good relationships between us. But everyone understands that it's all very limited, restricted, and nonetheless, everyone acts out of their own ego. Meaning, clearly, I can't see anyone keeping love another as yourself. No one. And even if there are Kabbalists that exist among us that have these qualities, still, I can't see them. I can't. Furthermore, if I would look at them, maybe that maybe they're Kabbalists, and I'd look at them, I wouldn't see that they love each other. I wouldn't, because externally wise, there's no expression to it. Sometimes it also seems the very opposite. No one touches the other, comes close to the other, or it even seems as though they disregard, disrespect each other. Meaning we have no example for it, no society, no ability to learn about love another as yourself from other people, societies, groups, tens, neither here, nothing. Because that which exists in man's heart, the other cannot see. And people behave, you know, in a simple fashion when I was among Kabbalists. Those that were left after Bala Sulam, there were four Kabbalists that remained after Bala Sulam, of course, Rabash, then Ilel Gerlstein, Menachem Mendelstein, and Lemberger. That's it. And I didn't see anything special. I went to Rabash with several Kabbalists. Also, I went to the Baba Sali on my own, a friend of mine. They were all Kabbalists. They were all in attainment. On the outside, you couldn't see anything special, neither in their behavior or anything. They're not spiritual in any way, or anything of the kind. So the problem is, where can I learn from about love another as yourself? Suppose I accept reality as a system that's thoroughly connected, that's integral, global, in all the worlds, above this world, above this universe, in other dimensions. That exist in reality, but still, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. So what do you do? How do you start feeling it?
Title: That which you hate, do not do to your friend.
So, still, why does it say this? Because it says that attainment comes by the equivalence of form. So I have to reach a certain degree of the will to bestow, the will to love. And then, when I'll reach this degree, then I'll see. So, I'm going for it. I want to change my nature somewhat, into in order to bestow love, and then maybe I'll really see a different reality. I'll see forces that, how to put it, that cross all of reality in an infinite amount of directions, stirring up all of reality, the network of forces in which everyone exists in a whole perfect and infinite way. I want to attain that. It said that the connection between them is one of love, and if I come closer to that too, I will reach that reality. I'll be able to see it, experience it. And so that which you hate, do not do to your friend. Okay, fine, I agree. If I have no other choice, if this is the only way in which I can discover the true real reality, and to discover it, it means to integrate in it, to live in it, then I go for it. Yes.
If we can somehow reconcile the above words, there come the words of the old Hillel to that foreigner who came to him and asked him to convert him, as it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the whole Torah while I am standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah, and the rest is its commentary. Go study. We see that he told him that the whole Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Tanaim, the sages, and by whom the laws are interpreted, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love your friend as yourself. For he says explicitly, the rest is its commentary, go study. That is, they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It is surprising that such a statement can be correct in most issues of the Torah, which concern sentences between man and the Creator, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah and not the interpretation explaining the verse, love your friend as yourself.
Okay. Bala Sulam, he wants to prove that everything that the Torah talks about, everything that's written in the Torah, it's only about love another as yourself. Why does he want to explain it to those that study the Torah? He has his reasons. But we want to learn what is the general rule of reality, that if we will know how to keep it, how to maybe work with it, then we'll benefit as a result. Meaning we see that all the people in this world are not familiar with this law, with this rule. I don't know about love another as yourself, about the stigma, about the slogan. I don't know. I know that if this is something that I will learn, study, then it's like jumping on a horse, jumping on life and managing it. This is what I want. Right, Zvika? This is what you want?
So he's basically saying, he said that the whole Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love thy friend as yourself.
That's not that important to me, because I see people that aren't religious sitting here. I want to explain to them that the general law or rule of reality is love your friend as yourself. And I'm telling you very seriously. Look, I don't care what some sage said 2,000 years ago. I don't mind. Mutlu, true or not? Exactly. What do I care? If it is the general rule of reality, it influences everyone. It pertains to everyone. And so don't start telling me that the Torah says I want to explain it in a much broader way, that it's unrelated to Torah, to Rabbi Akiva, to anything. There is reality. Reality works according to the general rule that exists between all of its parts, that's called love. Love meaning equivalence, connection, and different forms between all the laws, between all the forces, between everyone. That's called love. It's just called that way. You can say system that is entirely in balance between all of its forces, keeping the general condition, the general formula of 100% good towards all the parts of the system. You call it love of others, so be it. Don't bring in the Torah here. There's a guy sitting next to you that he doesn't care. Torah, not Torah.
Forget about the Torah. What I say is, you want to tell me there is no love in this world at all? There's no love?
There's this song.
What's the difference between the love he's talking about? I have to understand what he's talking about.
I just explained. I'll stop talking to you if you don't hear me. Love means the correct connection between all parts in reality. Period. Now, let's study. Go study. This is what he told the one who asked him. Go ahead.
Title, love your friend as yourself. We should also examine it and understand the meaning of the verse itself. When he says, love your friend as yourself, the literal meaning of it is to love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself.
It's probably the law of the correct communication between all parts of reality, so that each will understand the other no less than he understands himself, and then the connection will be between them, such that there will be such a connection between them that will see the entire system.
However, we see that the public cannot be like that at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, it would still not be many who could fully observe it. Yet, it would be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself seems impossible.
Meaning, were we to connect with each other, were we to fit, be compatible, I towards him like he is towards me? We see that all governments are willing to make these kinds of agreements. How much do I give you? How much do you give me? This we understand. But here it's talking about something else, something very severe, that you have to love the other the way you love yourself, meaning you're not taking the way that the other is treating you into consideration, but the only thing that you take into consideration is how do you love yourself. And this is how you have to treat the other. The other isn't important. He can hate you and who knows what. You have to reach a state where you love him the way you love yourself. Is it rational? No. Of course it isn't. But see what you're demanded to do? And you'll see a few more surprises on the way. Things that you really can't keep.
Even if there were but one person in the world besides me, it would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves oneself, he would have no time for himself, for it is certain that one satisfies one's needs without neglect and with great passion, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective. He has no strong reason to stimulate his desire to work for them. Even if he had a desire, could he still keep the statement literally? Would his strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way achievable?
Meaning, if it's like myself, to love another as I love myself, that's impossible. I wish we could reach some kind of mutuality. I to my beloved one and my beloved one to me. that it's something very decisive, that I have to work with my entire ego to the benefit of others, where nothing's left for me, where I have to make this machine that serves others out of myself.
We should not imagine that this verse was said in an exaggeration, for we are warned and insist on, you will neither add nor take away from it. All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend even in a place where one is himself deficient. Even then he must satisfy the needs of his friend and leave himself deficient. But Tosfot interprets, one who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. The Tosfot interpret there in the name of the Jerusalem Talmud that sometimes he has but one pillow. If he lies on it himself, he does not observe, for he is happy with you. If he does not lie on it and does not give it to his slave, it is sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will he must give it to his servant. Thus, he has bought himself a master.
Meaning there's a different problem here. It's not that I give everything unto him. Okay, I gave him everything, but I have to love him. I have to love him. Besides that, I have to remain with a chisaron, with a deficiency, like he says. To leave himself in a chisaron, with a deficiency. You see what it says? In the middle of the excerpt. And to leave himself with a chisaron, with a deficiency. How is that possible? That I'm demanded to remain in my deficiency and love. Okay, tell me to give. I'll give. If I'll know that tomorrow I'll get some kind of blow. If I won't give, then I'll give today. I have no choice. But I'm demanded to love, and in a way that I remain completely empty. This law is unclear. Meaning, rationally wise, according to the condition that I am in this world, with my senses, rationale, and everything, it's impossible to keep. Impossible. Because you can demand anything, give, remain empty, but love, that's impossible. You can't demand love, especially that you see how much suffering it brings. So, from here we see that not that the matter is unrealistic. It's unrealistic. It's irrational, simply. It's unsustainable. It's you name it. And therefore, this is the attitude towards it. And it's good that this is what it says. You know, the Torah is pretty. What can I say? But let's leave it aside. Questions? Moshi.
The problem that I see is, who are the others? That's the problem.
Everyone, including everyone, the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, all of that is considered the other. And I have to relate to them that way. I have to learn how to relate to them so that I will fulfill all of their needs. And only this way can I relate to this global and integral system in which I exist in the same form too.
I still see and also hear in Kabbalah lessons that there's a 10, there are other 10s, there's the people of Israel, the nations of the world.
Because we come to sustain this gradually, and of course in the meantime we need only a 10.
So we're not jumping straight to the public.
So you're talking about how to realize this law, how do we use it? That's something else. In the meantime, we're learning about it or studying about it in the 10. And also in the 10, it's not simple. I have to close, shut my eyes on all the other 9 friends that they're like this and like that, and I criticize them. And, you know, I really take them through this meat grinder. Right, Niv? Friends. What are the friends? You don't even do that. That's why I say the friends. I do it, and this is why I say it the way that I do. The way I see it, I have a list of complaints against everyone. Sure, Moshe.
Why is there a necessity to love the others, but there isn't a necessity for them to love me?
I have to relate to reality in a very clear manner if I'm headed towards correction. They have eyes, but see not, meaning I see no reality. What I see is myself from the inside. Like it says in the Zohar that their eyes are turned inwards and they see themselves. This is how I see reality, and so I relate to everyone as to the Holy Shekhinah. And this is what I'll also discover. And how will I discover that it's the Holy Shekhinah, that the entire world is full of good and abundance and plenty? Only if I correct myself. Then I can see an opposite world, an inverted world. It all depends on my perception. I don't have to demand them to love me, because to the extent to which I love, the way I treat them, that's how I see them.
As we spoke about our avud, without them loving me, etc.
It's all in order to help me rise above my own nature. Actually, I'm the only one that's corrupted.
Fine, to help, but without them loving me, I can't love them.
But they will love you to the measure to which you will convince them to love, and to the extent to which you will fold before them.
So they'll love me to the extent that I love them?
Don't you understand that besides you, everything else is a system, and it all depends on your attitude towards it? And there are no friends that treat you favorably or the other way around. It's all a system. You have no free choice here. They have no free choice here. It's all a system. You're in it.
So when it says we're all guarantors for each other, so what? So if it doesn't work, then the system isn't working?
You have to arrange all these things that way. In the meantime, your work is still incomplete, so you relate to them, you ascribe free choice to them, and causality, and so on. But no, not at all. A person has to see that he is the only one existing in the world with the Creator and the system that's between them. And in order to connect with the Creator, he has a 10. All right. We have to get used to this gradually, because we're coming closer to this. We have no choice if we want to see a different reality. We have to break through, burst through into love of others. And I would like to talk to... Okay, New York, go ahead. And then Kiev.
New York. Rav.
How does a Kabbalist love when he's already in spiritual attainment?
I don't know. It said that he sees the world as better than we do.
Kiev.
Мы хотим сделать небольшой отчет и объявление. Мы уже начали готовиться к конгрессу, вовсю следовать вашему совету.
Hello, dear Rav. We'd like to give a short update about the Congress, and we'd like to say that today the Arvut team is starting to work immediately after the lesson from 5:45 till 6:10. We have gatherings of the World GLI on Zoom. It's and the purpose of this gathering is to go over the Congress materials, work on them. We'd like to unite around the Congress materials, and the best way to do it is to use Rav's advice and unite the Russian-speaking Kli into one Kli, so that even before the Congress, we already prepare ourselves, that we come ready. So maybe in this regard, you can give us some advice, direction.
We've also now learned that love of others is the most important thing. So we need to learn how we can connect among each other in the tents, in the groups, with individuals, friends who are connected in virtual groups, our groups, our tens that are connected through the whole world kli and beyond the world kli with all of humanity. How do we reach that? That's actually our work. That's important. That's the result we want to attain. That's it. That's in general. Other than that, I don't see what else is in front of us. It's a question, it's a goal, it's a great goal. And it also, it's the same, even if we, for small steps or for big steps, because there's no difference between a large kli and a small kli. It's the same for prinot, four phases, same discernment. That's why I love thy friend as thyself can be among a ten, or in all of humanity, or in all of the world. So, on that, we need to build a congress around, the Moldova Congress. So it's worthwhile. Think about how you can renew, maybe, make it fresh, make it, you know, bring some innovations in these things. I don't know. You have to think about it. You didn't have a congress for a long time, both for Ukraine and Russia. Let's do this. Also in Baltia. Think about it. How can we do something new, something interesting, something attractive? But it's not the external forms, that's not the main thing, but how to awaken the hearts more. I think that if we start thinking of the Congress now, it can be very, very special, very, very strong. Other than that, I'm also very concerned, and I want to make sure that there's going to be help chaver. Because both in Ukraine and in Russia, there are many people who can't come without help. So we need to awaken the hearts so that we will have a strong help chaver, so that we will be able to give our friends as much as possible, to give them the ability to come. The place is nice, it's big, and hopefully it'll work. So we need to already start now to buy tickets because it's cheaper. In short, we need to scrutinize all these things. Also hotels and things like that. We need to see all these things that way. So other than working on content, we have logistics to make it good and convenient. That's what I wish you. But of course the direction is connection, because in connection, all of the degrees of the ladder are revealed to us. But think about it. Where can we innovate here? And then over these 3 months, we'll come closer to it. Yes. So good luck to you. And a big warm hug. I see that in Moldova today we have already 6 people and maybe more who aren't on the screen. Good. Let's try and increase their numbers and prepare everything.
Announcements. You're all invited to the live lesson with Dr. Leitman at 5:30 this evening, Israel time. And introductory lectures all over Israel. Tomorrow, Thursday, in the city of Kfar Saba, and on Wednesday, in the city of Karmiel. For further details, contact us.
And
let's sing a song.
הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים, הניצות שבנו כמו אור. אלפי דרכים בעולם, רק אחת תוביל אל הדרום.
בין השמחות והדמעות, איך נדע מה לבחור?
איך נדע, איך נדע,
החיים הם נדנדע.
מהאמת רואים מפוך, מגבוה רואים נמוך.
איך נדע, איך נדע,
החיים הם נדנדע.
מהאמת רואים מפוך,
מגבוה רואים נמוך.
כשאהבה רחוקה מהלב,
הגעגוע גובר.
מורח ילדות שנצרף
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר.
בליבו של כל אדם
יש ניצוץ של אהבה,
כמו כינור ומיתרה. כמה יפה מה